First Chronicles, chapter 12. Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag, while he had kept himself close because of Saul the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. They were armed with bows, and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. The chief was Ahiser, then Josh, the sons of Shema the Gibbethite, Amyaziel, and Plut, the sons of Azmaveth, and Baraka, and Jo the Anthothite, and Ishmaiah the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30, and over the 30, and Jeremiah, and Jahaziel, and Jahonan, and Jozabad the Gederathite, Aluze, and Jerimoth, and Beliah, and Shemariah, and Shephasha the Herophite, Elkanah, and Isha, and Azarel, and Jozer, and Jashobim, the Korahites, and Jola, and Zebadiah, the sons of Jeraham of Gedor. And of the Gadites there separated themselves unto David at the stronghold in the wilderness men of might, and men of war fit for the battle, that could handle shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as the gazelles upon the mountains. Ezer the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Adai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Jahanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Machbanah the 11th. These were of the sons of Gad, captains of the army. One of the least was over 100, and the greatest over 1,000. These are they that went over the Jordan in the first month, when it had overflowed all its banks, and they put to flight all them of the valleys, both toward the east, and toward the west. And there came from the children of Benjamin and Judah to the stronghold unto David. And David went out to meet them, and answered and said unto them, If you are come peaceably unto me to help me, my heart shall be knit unto you, but if you are come to betray me to my enemies, seeing there is no wrong in my hands, the God of our fathers look on it, and rebuke it. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was chief of the captains, and he said, Here as we are, David, and on your side, you son of Jesse, peace, peace be unto you, and peace be to your helpers, for your God helps you. Then David received them, and made them captains of his troop. And there deserted some of Manasseh to David, when he came with the Philistines against Saul to battle, but they helped them not, for the lords of the Philistines after counsel sent him away, saying, He will desert to his master Saul to the peril of our heads. As he went to Ziklag, there deserted to him of Manasseh, Adnah, and Jozabad, and Adiel, and Michael, and Jozabad, and Elihu, and Zelatai, captains of the thousands that were from Manasseh. And they helped David against the band of raiders, for they were all mighty men of valor, and were captains in the army. For at that time day by day there came more to David to help him, until it was a great army, like the army of God. And these are the numbers of the men that were ready armed for war, and came to David to Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of the Lord. The children of Judah that bore shield and spear were 6,800, ready armed for war. Of the children of Simeon, mighty men of valor for war, 7,100. Of the children of Levi 4,600. And Jehoiada was the leader of the Aaronites, and with him were 3,700. And Zadok, a young man mighty of valor, and of his father's house 22 captains. And of the children of Benjamin, the kindred of Saul, 3,000, for until now the greatest part of them had remained loyal to the house of Saul. And of the children of Ephraim 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous men throughout the house of their fathers. And of the half-tribe of Manasseh 18,000, who were designated by name, to come and make David king. And of the children of Issachar, who were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were under their command. Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, who could keep ranks, they had singleness of heart. and of Naphtali 1,000 captains, and with them with shield and spear 37,000. And of the Danites expert in war 28,600. And of Asher, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, 40,000. And on the other side of the Jordan, of the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, with all manner of instruments of war for battle, 120,000. All these men of war, that could keep ranks, came with a perfect heart to Hebron, to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. And they were there with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover, they that were near them, even from Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought food on donkeys, and on camels, and on mules, and on oxen, and supplies of meal, cakes of figs, and bunches of raisins, and wine, and oil, and oxen, and sheep abundantly, for there was joy in Israel.